That silken tent, post 277. Fair-skinned and Irish, the sun is not my friend. Exposures much longer than 1/2 hour of direct rays make me look as if I had been staked out in the Arizona desert. But this Thursday morning, and gliding past big fields filled with sunlight, I thought of Frost's wonderful tent, and the air moving all around it, and the blue sky in those ranges of light. The silken tent is a love sonnet directed to one woman. It pays her the compliment of being both at ease and yet bound in her life. A person defined by love and thoughtfulness, a woman sure of her own soul, a woman of complexity, and one possessing both a physical and a transcendent beauty. All of this is accomplished within the equally constrained and free form of the 14-line sonnet. Form matches sentiment. The silken tent. She is as in a field, a silken tent at midday when a sunny summer breeze has dried the dew, and all its ropes relent so that in guise it gently sways at ease, and its supporting central cedar pole, that is its pinnacle to heavenward and signifies the sureness of the soul, seems to owe naught to any single cord, but strictly held by none, is loosely bound by countless silken ties of love and thought to everyone on earth a compass round, and only by one's going slightly taut in the capriciousness of summer air is of the slightest bondage made aware. On this morning, I am captured by the image of that tent made of the most agile and graceful of fabrics, floating in all that light and warm air. And in looking at field after field swim past me, in my mind's eye I anchor a small white house in them, one bounded by tall grass and permeated by light, a sanctuary, a place of delivery from winter and darkness, a mirage of a home. Who among us, especially as we grow older, does not wish for more light?